Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, July 25th edition. Hope you all had a good Monday. Fun one on the diamond. Offense galore, as we expected. Castillo and Maeda did their thing. If you paired them up, you were fine. Everybody else, crapshoot. You apparently needed to pitch Cincinnati versus Milwaukee. Ashcraft and Ray were another way to go on this slate. But tons of offense. We nailed it. Houston was super low-owned, which was beautiful to see. Tons of fun stuff there. We'll get back to a 12-game slate on Tuesday. You can find me on Twitter at BDentrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Hit me up with your questions there. Find me in the Gain of the Edge Discord, where you can join for as low as $5 a month on Patreon to check that out. Get all my written content and podcasts tweeted out on the old Twitter there. Let's check out the totals on this 12-game slate. Mets-Yankees, total of 8.5. Rockies-Nats, 9. Royals-Guardians, 8.5. Mariners-Twins, 8. Reds-Brewers, 8. Cubs-White Sox, 9. Cardinals D-backs 8.5, Pirates Padres 8.5, Blue Jays Dodgers 9. Got a couple bullpen games out there, so they have not set totals for those games just yet. But it's going to be an interesting slate. We'll talk about the pitching right now. Handful of pitchers that are very, very intriguing on this slate, and you can make and break a lot of things with these lineups. Like Pablo Lopez is 10-4. It's tough to pay for Pablo with other options on this slate. But again, he faces a Seattle team that you can strike out in bunches, as Kenta Maeda showed us on Monday yet again. The Seattle team is striking out almost 27% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting .234 with the .192 ISO. Now, Pablo wasn't dominant in his last start against the Mariners. 5 innings, 2 runs, 7 Ks for 16.5 points. But he does have 6 or more Ks in 8 straight starts, which has been pretty darn impressive. A lot of 20-plus point performances there. So Lopez will come in low-owned because of many of the other options on this slate. So if you want to be contrarian, play Pablo Lopez. You don't have to, but because it's tough at 10-4, but a lot of people will think that way. He'll come in super low-owned compared to some of these guys right below him. Like, you got Blake Snell at $10,000. Blake Snell has been cruising this year until his last start against the Jays. 5 innings, 1 run is great. Only 4 Ks and 7 walks. The walks finally caught up to Blake Snell, who will look to bounce back versus the Pittsburgh Pirates, a Pirates team that blew up Yu Darvish on Monday. That was a sight to behold. And it's a Pirates team, though, against left-handed pitching. It's a bit different. 29% K rate versus lefties over the last month, hitting .241 with a .104 ISO. So really, really, really good spot for Blake Snell, as long as he's not walking everybody. So if you want to use Blake Snell at 10,000, I like him a lot. I like him. I think he's got a better ceiling than Pablo Lopez, but just hope the walks are a thing of the past for Mr. Snell. Julio Urias at 96 is intriguing versus Toronto. I'm not looking to get in front of Toronto. Urias got beat up by Baltimore's last time out after back-to-back really good starts against the Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates, the aforementioned Pirates, who strike out a ton versus lefties. It's a Jays team that over the last month is striking out 23% of the time versus lefties, hitting .293, but only a .103 ISO. So they're kind of babbipping them to death. You could go Urias if you want. I'm going to go elsewhere. I'd rather go Lopez or Snell, or below Urias, we got Andrew Abbott, $9,500. At the Milwaukee Brewers, Abbott has been great of late, dominated the Giants in his last start, which a lot of teams have done. Faced Milwaukee a few starts back, though. Milwaukee beat him up. 6 runs and 4 1/3, struck out 6. So you can look at Abbott if you want. A little low priced here for the ceiling he brings to the table. But it's a Milwaukee team, 22% K rate, .263 average, .179 ISO. Doesn't stand out as a must play at $9,500. One of the best plays on this slate, at least on paper, and price-wise, is Corbin Burns at $9,200 at home against the Cincinnati Reds. Burns has been outstanding, especially since July 1st. He's flipped the switch. Since the All-Star break, he's put up 40 points in back-to-back games. But since July 1st, at least 6 innings, 2 runs or less, and at least 6 Ks. In his last 2 starts, he's thrown 14 innings, no earned runs and 23 strikeouts at Philly, at Cincinnati. Gets that Reds team again today in a great spot. He should be priced up way more than this. I don't care if the Reds hit him or not. Burns is back to being the ace like Burns we've known to love. Since he near 25% carry versus righties, 250 average, 203 ISO. I love Corbin Burns at $9,200, especially at home in Milwaukee against these Reds. Going below 9K, though, starts to get a little interesting. George Kirby at 87. I think it's a great price tag on George Kirby. He faced these Twins teams last time. Again, like Maeda and the Twins, Seattle with Kirby, Castillo struck out a ton of Twins on Monday. We mentioned how much the Minnesota Twins strike out versus right-handed pitching over the last month. The Twins team came 28% of the time, 258 average, 198 ISO. George Kirby, 7 shutout innings with 10 Ks in his last start against Minnesota. So Kirby at 87 is a great play on this slate as well. It gets real murky after that. A lot of just like, ooh, someone's going to come out of this mess being very successful. I think I'll just avoid the situation. If I'm going cheap, it's Steven Matz at $6,300 at the Arizona Diamondbacks. 20-plus points in two of his last three starts. He's gone 5 innings in two of his last three, one runner less in two of his last three, 6 or more Ks in two of his last three. There's a reason he's got 20-plus points in those outings. Now, it's a very good D-backs offense. There's no sugarcoating that. It's a D-backs offense that struggles, though, versus left-handed pitching, and that's the beauty of this. 23% K rate over last month, hitting 193 with a 114 ISO. So if you're punting, Steven Matz at $6,300 is the dude I'm looking at there. So for the most part, at this early look, you got Lopez, you got Snell above 10K, both solid options. Corbin Burns at 92, I like a lot. George Kirby at 87, I like a lot. Like if I'm paying cash, Burns, Kirby, boom, boom, just do it. I'm going to probably do a lot of those two guys in my GPP 3 max with Burns and Kirby, and then your punt would be Matz. So Lopez, Snell up top, Burns, Kirby in the middle, Steven Matz if you're looking to punt on this 12-game slate.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
All right, 12 games. We'll have tons and tons of offense, so let's get cracking on it. Catcher's position for you here. William Contreras versus Abbott. If you think Abbott struggles, I don't mind Contreras. I'd rather go Yainer Diaz, though, at $4,500 versus the lefty Bradford and the Texas bullpen. Yainer Diaz keeps crushing it, so we'll go that direction. Jonah Heim, I'm going right back to a Houston, Texas stack. Jonah Heim at $4,400 versus JP France is a great spot. I like Texas over Houston in this stack, but if I can get low-owned Houston yet again, I will go right back to them. So Diaz and Heim at 45 and 44, both really, really good options. Elias Diaz at 4K versus Trevor Williams. Colorado went off on Patrick Corbin in the Nats bullpen on Monday. Go right back to them on Tuesday with Diaz versus Williams. Francisco Alvarez of the Mets, crushing. He's $3,800 versus Domingo Herman. So I like that one quite a bit as well. Cheaper options, though. If Gary Sanchez is in the lineup in tournaments, he's $3,500 versus Rich Hill. I'd still rather have Campusano for a lot cheaper. Hopefully he takes over the everyday role in San Diego. Kyber Ruiz, keep going back there. $3,400 versus Austin Gomber. Ruiz put up another 10 points on Monday. It's 10, 12, 7, 5, 10, 28, 23. I told you he's been really, really swinging it well over the last like 10, 14 days. So Kyber Ruiz at $3,400, really good price tag versus Austin Gomber. Going down below 3K now. Not as appealing as normal. Let's just put it that way. Maybe Furman if he catches for KC at 26 versus Savali. I do like Campusano versus Rich Hill at 25. That'd be my punt if I'm looking to punt catchers. But for the most part, maybe David Fry at $2,200 versus Granke. He could be an uber punt. He's been quite successful. He's catcher outfield eligible. I'd play him at catcher. Not sure I'd play him in the outfield, but that would be where I'd be looking at the position. First base for you. Freddie Freeman at 64 is just fine. Olsen at 63. You can stack Atlanta anytime you want. They won't be one of my top stacks, but Atlanta is totally acceptable any day of the week. But start with guys like if you're not using Steven Matz, Christian Walker went deep again on Monday. He's 54. He'd be an option for you. Cody Bellinger's been swinging it well. He's 46 versus Michael Kopech. Kopech has been horrible. His control's been a mess. Probably get some early White Sox bullpen in that one. Could make the Cubs a contrarian little value stack in this on this slate. Going down cheaper, though, Josh Naylor at 4K versus Granke is a great price tag. Granke usually limits the damage, not so much of late. And I like Cleveland's offense in this one to bust out at low ownership. So Naylor at 4K is on the table. Jose Abreu versus Bradford in the bullpen at 37. We like that quite a bit. Wilmer Flores versus the lefty Waldichuk at 34 is outstanding. Flores went deep again on Monday. Dude's just raking since he took over for Thyro Estrada. He's hitting well over 400. He's got a ton of home runs. Like, he just looks like a brand new man out there. He's $3,400 versus Waldichuk. Joey Meneses is $3,300 versus Gomber. We love Meneses versus left-handed pitching. So he'd be another one for you. Going down below 3K now, you got like Tristan Casas, Nick Prado, Josh Bell at 28 is a really good value. I told you how he's been swinging it better. Bell would probably be my favorite out of those three right there, just based on matchups alone. So Bell at 28. And then other than that, not a ton down here unless the lineups dictate. Second base position for you, Betts is always in play. McClain, not looking to fade Burns, though. Simeon at 58, I like a lot versus JP France. Ketel Marte at 56 versus Mats is fine, but I prefer Simeon if you're paying up at the position. Otherwise, you go down to like Christopher Morel, Nico Horner at 49 and 48. If you're going against Kopech, that's fine. Ha-Sung Kim, told you how much I liked him on Monday. He double-donged. He's second base shortstop eligible still. He's $4,400 versus Rich Hill. Go right back to Ha-Sung Kim if you'd so like. Mauricio Dubon at 42 leading off for Houston is in play for you as well. But Andrés Giménez at $3,600 is too cheap. Cleveland's become a value. Naylor at 4K, Giménez at 36. Both getting discounts to face Zach Greinke. That sounds good to me. Going below 3K now. Not much down here. Like Remillard, if you're stacking the White Sox, is 26. Not in love with it, but I get it at $2,600. But that's pretty much the extent of second base for me. Third base, Bregman at 6K. He's up to 6K, but he's earned it. He's playing so good right now. He's not hitting a ton of home runs, but he's hitting a ton of multi-hit games, doubles, runs, just stacking up the DK points. So Bregman at 6K is awesome. Austin Riley, Ilya De La Cruz, always tournament viable. But give me Bregman at 6K up top. Machado at 54 is fine. J-Ram at 53, getting the $400 discount from Monday against Granke. That's obviously a great play in his matchup. Max Muncy went deep again on Monday. The dude is in the zone right now. So if you want to ride the Muncy hot streak, he's $4,800 versus Chris Bassitt. Bassett's been very up and down. He's been really, really good or really, really bad. Pick your poison. Josh Young went deep again on Monday. He's $4,600 versus France. We like that a lot. Ryan McMahon had the day off on Monday. If he's back in the lineup for Colorado, he's 41 versus Williams. He's a very nice, affordable piece there. Jaime Candelario, another home run on Monday. He's 37 versus Gomber. We like that quite a bit. Going down to the low threes now and heading in to the twos. Probably not too much down here. Yeah, not a ton at all. Looking at first look here at the third base position. Shortstop for you. You got McClain at 59, Ellie De La Cruz at 58, sure. Give me Bogarts at 5K. I like that. Bobby Witt at 49. Lindor at 48 versus Herman's a really good price point in this one. Jeremy Peña at 46. We'll go there. Ha-Sung Kim at 44. Already mentioned how much I like him. You got Amed Rosario in your Cleveland stacks at 39. CJ Abrams, still way too cheap. He's $3,500 versus Gomber. So Washington, great value once again on these slates. And then below 3K, not a ton down here. All right, outfield position for you here. You got Acuna at 67, Bet 66. All these 6K guys are good. It just depends on what you're stacking. Like Tucker at 63 versus a lefty in the bullpen is outstanding. Juan Soto at 57 versus Hill is great. So when you're playing up here, obviously Lou Bob at 62 is awesome versus Hendricks. Just, it's just stack guys up top here. Stack, stack, stack. If you have to one-off the 6K guys on this slate, I one-off Kyle Tucker, but in reality, you should always just one-off Ronald Acuna. That's your play. But he's up to 67. He's almost 7K. I've done this show for 5 or 6 years now. I played DFS for a long time. I don't think I've ever seen a 7K hitter. So that's pretty impressive that he's getting up to that. And he's earned it. He's earned every bit of that price tag. Christian Yelich, not bad at 5K. But for me, it's Chaz McCormick up to 4,900. This dude's price tag, I keep playing him. This is insane. He's 37, 37, 42, 46. He's 42 on Monday, put up 31 more points. He's up to 4,900 bucks. He's just getting the price bumps left and right. Still a phenomenal play. He hit fifth in the lineup on Monday. That's awesome. Yordan Alvarez is either going to be back Tuesday or Wednesday now, according to Dusty Baker. He's 5K if he's in the lineup. He's a very good play. Lane Thomas is day-to-day. We love him versus lefties. He's 48 if he's in the lineup versus Austin Gomber. I mentioned Cody Bellinger at 46 already, going down to the low fours now. Brandon Nimmo at 43, especially if you're stacking the Mets. That's a great price point. Jaron Duran, okay. Eloy Jimenez at 4K versus Hendricks. We're on board there. Going down even farther, Nolan Jones went deep again on Monday. Love Nolan Jones. He's $3,900 versus Trevor Williams. That's a good value. Stephen Kwan at 38 is a good value versus Greinke as well. Going down to the mid threes now. You got not a top. You get Austin Slater leading off versus a lefty at 35 is a really good one. We love using Slater versus a lefty. Waldichuk can get hit a lot, so Slater at 35 is a decent bit of savings for you. Going down to the low threes now. Will Benson is 32, but it is Burns, so be careful. Not a ton down here, surprisingly. Travis Jankowski at 31. We like that versus France a lot. So look to him for a piece of alpha value. Sal Frelick, I know it's lefty-lefty. If he's in the lineup at 29, I keep going there. Frelick went deep on Monday. He's been hitting clean up the last few days. Might get the day off versus the lefty Abbott. We'll see. For Frelick at $2,900, I'll keep playing him at a discount. The dude is too good and at a great spot in the batting order at that price point. Below 3K, some more after Frelick. It's Jake McCarthy if you're fading Matt's. Okay. Jake Myers is down here for the Astros at 28. I'm not in love with that play. There's value is weird on this slate. Edward Oliveras at 27 is one I could definitely go to if you need value. Hopefully you don't need to come down here. Joey Weimer's down here at 25. He's been slumping a ton, but a great matchup versus a lefty. Will Brennan of Cleveland's $2,400. He's a good value. He hits like fifth or sixth a lot of the time versus right-handed pitching. So he's a good savings if you're stacking Cleveland. But yeah, other than that, not a ton down here at first glance. Hopefully we get some more like Fries down here for Cleveland at 22. Oscar Colas is $2,200 versus Hendricks. That could be a nice little tournament play as well, but not a ton down here at first glance. Recapping the pitching, you got Lopez and Snell up top. In the middle, Burns and Kirby. Those are my top two guys for sure. And then down below, it is Steven Matz. So in a perfect world, it's Burns, Kirby, and Matz for me. And then you get all the bats you want. Speaking of bats, you could go Mets versus Herman. I like targeting Herman quite a bit. But Washington versus Gomber and Colorado versus Williams both have great, great appeal in this one. Love Cleveland versus Greinke. That'll be a heavy target of mine on this slate. Don't mind the White Sox versus Hendricks. Don't mind the Cubs versus Kopech. Texas-Houston game stack all day long. I prefer Texas over Houston. Both great plays. So Cleveland, Texas, Houston. Those three will be my top stacks on this slate. San Diego close behind against Hill. Then you can sprinkle in some other action throughout all of it. All right, everybody. That'll wrap us up for another episode of Quick Hits. Thanks for the kind words. Monty in the chat. Appreciate it. It'll be a fun 12-game slate. It's a weird one because lately it's been either all really good pitching or all really crappy pitching. We kind of got a mixed bag. And it's some of these really good pitchers that have scuffled a little bit of late. Like, are they ready to bounce back? This could make for a really, really fun tournament slate if you're multi-entering. I'm going to do a 3-max like I usually do. It's going to be a ton of fun. Pitching. It's just pitching sucks this year. They're using the bouncy balls. If you can get two good pitchers, you're so far ahead of the game. But it's a crapshoot. Like, you look at some of the quote-unquote best players out there. They got all their models. Their models aren't even giving them two pitchers. So we keep grinding along here, doing our thing, stack the bats. I was so pumped with Houston being low-owned. If we can find something like that again on Tuesday, that'll be great. Let's hammer down. Let's have some fun. I'll be back to you guys tomorrow to preview Wednesday's slate. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits here Tuesday, July 25th edition in the books. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.